Hey everybody, on this week's episode, we review the Flambeau Outdoors T4P T4 Multi-Litter Pro Tackle Box. This is an awesome tackle box, pretty awesome episode. Hopefully this will help you guys decide if you want to get this tackle box. Hey everybody, this week I am excited to be recording the 37th episode of the All Things Fishing podcast this week. And this week there might be a bit more noise. There's some noise in the background. There's some construction going on. And usually I try to keep it as quiet as possible, but this week I'm reviewing an awesome tackle box. I'll get to that in a minute. But I'm going to be like kind of opening all the containers and all that stuff just so I can look at it while I am reviewing it. So there might be a bit of extra noise there, just letting you guys know. So this week I'm reviewing the Flambeau Outdoors T4P T4 Multi-Loader Pro Tackle Box. I'm really excited about it. This has been an awesome tackle box. I've had it for about a week now. And it has been great. This tackle box uses up space very nicely. I'll talk about that more at the end of the episode. So this tackle box, so right off the bat, it is a, I guess you would call it a tackle rack, like a tackle box rack storage system. What that kind of means is that, there are a bunch of basically like, they're not Planos, but I guess that's what most people would think of them as, like Plano dividing boxes that you can put your lures in. It's a bunch of those, with like, in like drawers. It's kind of hard to explain. They use up space really well, but it kind of makes it look different than other tackle boxes. It is not your standard fold-out tray type tackle box. It's not a standard tackle box like that. It is better than those for sure, but it is just different. It is absolutely different. I can't really explain how it looks. You'll have to go look it up. It's pretty easy. Just I'll have the name of it in the show description. So you can just look at that and then go look that up and get a picture of what this tackle box looks like. But so right off the bat, it has two Flambeau. I'm pretty sure that's how you say that company name. Two Flambeau Outdoors 4007 size Flambeau Tuftainers with 12 Z Rust dividers. So the Z-Rust dividers, what that means is that's like kind of a trademark Flambeau thing. Their boxes, the dividers have a vapor that they give off that coats your hooks and stuff like that with a coating that just like gives it some rust protection. I'm not exactly sure how that works. I've watched one of the videos on Amazon that kind of explains it. It is a bit confusing. I haven't seen it work yet because none of my hooks are rusty. A lot of my lures are pretty new. So hopefully it will work, but I'm not quite sure how those work. Anyway, so it, so 2 4007 Flambeau Tuftainers with 12 Z-Rust dividers. It also comes with 2 3003 Flambeau Tuftainers with 9 Z-Rust dividers. So that's a bit smaller tackle box. This is a perfect terminal box, but I'll get into how I put all my stuff in here at the end of the episode. And then it is supposed to come with a 1002 size Flambeau Tuftainer with 2 Z-Rust dividers. Mine did not come with this. This tackle box is just so good I could not return it. It not coming with that one little box is just not worth returning it for. But mine did not come with that. So I'm gonna start at the top of the tackle box and the containers up there moving down. So opening up the top box, you might have heard that a bit, but it is a thing that a lot of Flambeau tackle boxes have. It is like it's kind of what most of their standard like 1, 2, or 3 tray standard boxes have. It is kind of like that fold-up top thing that is on the lid, I guess, for the main compartment on the inside. And what it has on there, So what it has under there, on most Flambeaus, it is a solid plastic that you cannot see through the plastic. That because of the color it is, but on this, both sections like this are actually clear, so you can see into what you have in there. So anyway, there's a pretty shallow containers in here. Very useful. You can put like some carabiners in there. I have a flashlight in there. I have my folding pliers in there. You can put matches in there. You can put a ton of useful things in there. That is a very great, great, great place to put things you need, like you're going to need really quickly. Like, your pliers, you're probably going to want those pretty quickly. If you want to unhook a fish and get it back in the water. So all kinds of stuff like that, and you can see into there and see where it is before you even open it. And that just saves time. So moving on to the main compartment, I guess you could call it, for the tackle box. There is, in the back of the tackle box, again, this is a very hard tackle box to explain. Tackle boxes just generally are hard to review. So, like I said, go look it up on Amazon or on the Flambeau website. But, in this compartment towards the back, there are the two 4007, Flambeau Tuftainers that I was telling you that, I started the episode off with. In these, so actually I'll get into how I have the tackle box set up at the end of the episode, but you can put like this is a these are those are great place to have lures to put like your lures in. That's probably the best spot for that. And then there's actually once you have those in that like compartment back there, there's actually a bit more room to the side of them, and in that I can actually slide my scale pretty nicely. So in front of those, above the next compartment below it, is just a big open area where you can put like a fillet knife. That's where I used to keep my scale before I found that nice that you can actually slide it in right next to the dividing boxes. So you can keep like a fillet knife in there if you have one. I can actually fit when I'm going fish, like when I'm putting this tackle box on my bike to go fishing. I can fit both of my reels in that. In this compartment, which is pretty awesome, it has to be a big compartment to fit those, because like I like fitting two reels like that are really like one of them is a pretty small reel, one of them is actually a really big reel, so being able to fit those in there is really nice because it's kind of hard to store them anywhere else. So you have that big open area in there to put whatever like big pieces of equipment for fishing that you might have. You have that open area. I'm gonna go ahead and close that up. And then below that, with kind of like a fold down wall, I guess you could call it a fold down see through clear wall. There are on kind of like I guess like racks, you could say there are the two, one on top of the other. There are the 3003 size boxes that I also started the episode out with, and these are also great boxes. These are really like much more sturdy than I thought they would be. The dividers fit in really nicely, so I use one of these for a terminal box. I'll get into more of that at the end of the episode, and I use one of them for a multi-species box, which is actually pretty awesome. And then there's a little sliding compartment next to it that, next to where the 3007 size boxes fit. And in there, that is where I keep, that, so that's where the one, that's where the 1002 size box was supposed to go. Like I said, not actually, the tackle box didn't come with it. It was supposed to, which is weird. But like I said, not a big deal. For a tackle box is this good, like that is a very minor problem. So in there, I can actually fit a spool 500 yards of 12-pound line, which is like my standard line for respooling like a spin caster or something like that. And then I can also have a little bit of like 50 yards maybe of 20-pound braid to tie up leaders with. So right above where those are, this is getting to some of the features. there are four line dispensing ports, and I got very confused when I saw it, when it like advertised for four line dispensing ports. I had no idea what those were, but what it means is when you get the box, you insert these rubber grommets into like these plastic holes, and then when you open the main compartment for the box up, when you open that up, you can put a spool line in there, thread the line, just like thread the line through those holes and start like spooling up your line. And it actually really nice, it evenly dispenses it. It's pretty nice. I don't know why it has four, because you're never gonna be using that many. You can't physically dispense. You can't physically spool up that many reels at once, but I guess they're just there for show. So that is the whole tackle box. This is a very awesome tackle box. So now I'll get into, I guess, some of the more unusual features. On the handle, so on the handle, it's like a kind of standard Flambeau, like fold-up handle for carrying the box, obviously. So you on most tackle boxes, it's just like a piece of plastic, but on this is a piece of plastic with like rubber around it, so it just gives you much better grip. And like this is a very high quality tackle box. Like this is other than some of the other than like a Busby terminal box or a Plano like a Plano Edge terminal box. This is a very high quality box. So like I said, it has that rubber grip on the handle, which is really nice. Then also, it like I said, it has for both for the fold down wall in the front of the tackle box and on the top lid of the tackle box. Both those containers are clear and see through, so you can see what you got in there, all that kind of stuff, which is really nice. So now for the size of this tackle box. This tackle box is 10 inches. I think it's like 10 inches wide, 12 inches, sorry, 13 inches wide, 12 inches deep, and 9 inches tall. So that is like, it's a pretty awkward shape. It's not a standard shape at all. Usually, a Flambeau tackle box or a Plano tackle box or beginner tackle boxes in general like that are going to be like longer, are going to be more of a rectangular shape. To fit those fold-out trays, but this is definitely an odd shape, which it doesn't make it bad, it's just different. So it doesn't like make much of a difference, but on the bottom there are like 4 feet that kind of raise it above everything. I don't think that really makes a difference, but those are just there. So this is a, like I said, this is an awesome tackle box, super super high quality. Like I can, this is technically like I can sit on this, like I can sit on this tackle box without anything moving or anything. Like this is a, like basically this tackle box is like doubles as a seat for fishing, which is pretty awesome. So now I'll get into how I have my tackle box set up. So this tackle box, so mine specifically, like I said, it comes with 2 4007 size boxes. And 2 3003 size boxes, and it was supposed to come with 1 1002 size box. So for the biggest boxes, the 4007 size boxes, I bought 2 extras of those, and now I have, so I basically have 4 of those, and I put all, so I separated, so I have lures for essentially 4 different types of fish in my house. I have lures for trout, panfish like sunfish and crappie and bluegill and stuff. And then obviously bass, largemouth and smallmouth, and then striped bass. So I put my lures for like striped bass in one box, and then each type of lures, each species specific lures I have, they got their own separate box. So what that means I can do is that whenever I need to, I can switch out the 4007 size boxes that are in there. So like right now, I have my striped bass box and my panfish box in there. But if I can take my whole tackle box wherever I'm going and I'm going bass fishing or something, well, I can put my bass box in there. And they're all interchangeable, which is really nice. So that is part of what sold me on this box. And also, a very nice thing that's not really advertised you can do, but you can just take out one of those 4007 size boxes with all your lures for, say, trout or something. And if you don't have enough room, if you don't want to like take this giant tackle box wherever you're going for trout fishing, you can just take that one box with all your trout lures in it. So that's part of what sold me on this box. And then also, these boxes are just super, super high. The boxes on the inside that fit on the inside of the stack of box are super high quality. They are like they're pr like I said, they're pretty strong. And so yeah, I have a terminal tackle in one of the 3003 size boxes. I have all my terminal tackle in there. And then I have, and it comes with enough dividers to like divide all your terminal tackle very nicely. And terminal tackle meaning hooks, sinkers, swivels, and stuff like that. And then, so like I said, it comes with two 3003 size boxes. So one of them I got my terminal tackle, and one of them I got my lures from multi-species. I got my multi-species lures. So some of these lures are actually multi-species lures, and some of them are species-specific lures. But I got lures in here for all different types of fish. So if I don't know what I'm gonna be fishing for, I can and I don't have enough space, or I don't want to like carry around this giant tackle box. I can just take this box out, and if I want to, also I can take my terminal box, and that fits down. Like I can fit that in pretty much anything, or I can just carry it, and it's super easy. So. That is basically how I've set up this tackle box. There's a million ways you can set up this tackle box, and like I said, I bought two extra 4007 size boxes. You don't need to do that. You don't need to buy those for it to be an awesome box, but that's just I needed to buy those for how I wanted to set up this box. Yeah, so like I said, amazing box, super high quality. Again, this is a Flambeau T4P T4 Multiloader Pro. Tackle box. Go look. This might have been a bit of a confusing episode. Really, this is just trying to. Really, this is just like telling people about an awesome tackle box from a pretty awesome company. Yeah. So next week's episode. I'm not quite sure what that's gonna be. It will maybe if I finish my raft at that point, it will be about how I built my raft. And if not, it will be something else. I'll see you then.